Weyburn. The Estevan Coldwell Banker Choice Real Estate U12 Chargers seemingly love to play high-scoring games with the Weyburn Ravens. Estevan defeated the Raves 92-52 Friday night in Weyburn. The two teams scored a combined 144 points. Less than 2 weeks earlier, they combined for 146 points in a 96-50 Estevan romp. Coach Matt Skell noted the game was tied 45-45 at halftime, but Estevan outscored Weyburn 47-7 in the second half. If you have a really good running attack, you can literally wear down a defense, and by the end of the game, they're done, said Skell. That's exactly what we did to Weyburn. Ryder Manti had 4 touchdown passes during the game. Skell praised the offensive line, including underage players Mason Lacy and Parker Moffitt, first-year player Cameron Locken and second-year center Dane Tober. Parker Kosier has played well in his first year, too, Skell said. That mixture of O-linemen that we have there, they have taken this position that's so crucial, and on this team, they are the guys. They make this thing happen, said Skell. He also saluted Weyburn running back Caleb DeMel for his play on Friday night, as Estevan couldn't stop him in the first half. Estevan is playing great entering the playoffs, Skell said, and everyone knows what they're doing on the field. The parents are loving it, the coaches are loving it, and everybody's just having a blast. And that's what that winning mentality will get you, said Skell. The Chargers, 5-1, will face the Moose Jaw Spartans in a semifinal game on October 14 at 6:30 p.m. at the Dana Quisenz Memorial Field at Woodlawn Athletic Park. Estevan beat Moose Jaw in last year's final, and won both games between the two teams this season. The Estevan Comprehensive School Alex football team dropped a 57-14 game to the Swift Current Colts on Thursday in Swift Current. Coach Mark Schott compared it to a game against Weyburn earlier this season in which Estevan was not very good and fell behind early, but showed some gumption in the second half. We were in a pretty tough spot at halftime, Thursday, down big at 35-0, and we challenged our team that this is where we're going to find out the character of the team that we have and what we want to make of the rest of this game and the season moving forward, said Schott. Swift had some big plays in the first half, while Estevan committed a number of turnovers. Starting running back JT Schrader went down at the end of the first half with an injury, but Khalifa Elshine stepped in and finished with 8 carries for 68 yards and a touchdown on the day. They also had injury issues in the defensive backfield, so receiver Dorian Sifton shifted to defense and recorded an interception. Elshine and Caleb Bresciani had their first touchdowns at the high school level. Bresciani's score came on a 32-yard reception on the final play of the game. The Alex, 0-6, will finish the regular season against the Moose Jaw Central Cyclone Saturday afternoon at Woodlawn at noon. ECS will then play the Moose Jaw Vanier Vikings in the Tier 2 semifinal. The Estevan Lions Club U14 Oilers wrapped up their regular season with a 45-0 loss to the host Moose Jaw Raiders on October 7. Estevan, 0-6, will visit either the Swift Current Steelers or the Weyburn Falcons on Thursday in the first round of the playoffs. The winner of that game will advance to the semifinal. The Estevan Canet Club U18 Virago's female football team dropped a 53-6 decision to Melville on Friday night in Estevan's final game of the season. Brooklyn Christensen had the Virago's lone touchdown. The Virago's trailed 19-6 after the first half, and then Estevan's defense wore down in the second half, said Kevin Mortensen, one of the coaches with the team. The Virago's finished 5th in their league with a 0-4 record. The top 4 teams make the playoffs. Mortensen noted they will lose 6 players to graduation this season, so he is very optimistic about the female program moving forward into next year.